When you feel sufficiently relaxed, place your hands on the floor in front of you and jump your feet together. Sit down and stretch out on your back for the last main yoga posture of this session. We're going to do Sarvangasana, the shoulder stand. Place your arms alongside your body, palms down, your hands next to your buttocks. Draw your knees onto your chest. Inhale, and as you exhale, push against the floor with your hands and bring your knees to your forehead. Quickly bend your elbows and support your hips with your hands. Take your feet up towards the ceiling. Do not turn your head in this posture. Bring your elbows closer towards each other. Take your hands closer towards your neck vertebra. Bring your hips forwards and high. Flex your feet as though you were standing on the ceiling. Watch the breathing. The breathing here is very calm, very gentle. You're working with thyroid and parathyroid glands situated in the throat. The shoulder stand is called the mother of the yoga postures. Brings the body into harmony and balance with the emotions. Hold the posture and relax your body. Start looking for a point of comfort in the posture. Soften everything. Watch the breath. If you feel discomfort in the lower back when doing a shoulder stand, allow the feet to part slightly. This will release any pressure in the lower back. When you've held the shoulder stand for a sufficient length of time, bend your knees onto your forehead, slowly roll out of the posture, stretching your body out along the floor. Close your eyes, take a breath or two, and simply relax. The shoulder stand is a powerful posture, working in the throat area. It is necessary to do a counter position. Just lying as you are, tilt your chin up towards the ceiling so that the throat area opens. Breathing gently and relaxing. Keep the chin tilted up towards the ceiling. And now relax. Tuck your chin down. We are going to go into Shavasana, the pose of the corpse.